A powerful earthquake measuring 7.9 on the Richter scale struck central Nepal on Saturday morning, damaging buildings in the country's capital, Kathmandu, and sending tremors across northern India, Bangladesh, and as far afield as Pakistan. At least 449 people were reported to have died. The epicenter of the earthquake was located about 50 miles northwest of Kathmandu, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, the USGS, which said the quake struck Nepal just before noon at a shallow depth of only about 9 miles below ground. More than 6.6 million people are in the area affected by the earthquake, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Bangkok. In Kathmandu, residents congregated on streets and other open areas as the USGS reported a series of powerful aftershocks. Buildings and temples collapsed and roads across the city were cracked open by the quake. Kathmandu's historic Darahara Tower, a 9-story tall structure dating back to the 19th century, was brought down by the earthquake, with at least 50 people reportedly trapped in the rubble. There were also reports of avalanches near Mount Everest, and buildings were reported to have been damaged across parts of northern India near the country's border with Nepal. We need support from the various international agencies which are more knowledgeable and equipped to handle the kind of emergency we face now, Nepal's information minister told the BBC. Speaking to Reuters, the deputy head of Nepal's embassy in New Delhi said, "Hundreds of people are feared dead and there are reports of widespread damage to property. The devastation is not confined to some areas of Nepal. Almost the entire country has been hit." In New Delhi, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi convened an emergency meeting to take stock of the situation, Indian television reports. Nepal's capital is located in the earthquake-prone Kathmandu Valley, where the last major disaster occurred in 1934. Then, nearly 11,000 people died when a magnitude 8.4 earthquake struck Nepal and the eastern Indian state of Bihar, which borders the Himalayan country. This article posted by Nikhil Kumar in Delhi and Deepak Adhikari in Kathmandu.